Wait, wait.
Oh, no, it's
Wait.
fine.
Wait, wait, wait.
We cannot wait for you any longer, Logan. I'm sorry.
Is this 185?
Yeah.
It is.
How about that? Oh, you're not, I'm not sharing.
Why would we want you to share?
Yes, 185. Thanks for putting it in the chat.
No, that's for me.
What about this?
Oh, okay.
I put it every week. If you go back every week, I put the number because you guys say it, and then I know I'll forget it later. So I just put it in the chat.
Yeah,
you
it guys is. Don't it's even in there all the time.
I do it all every single one.
I don't know if I ever noticed that either, to be honest.
Hey, when is this? 185? 185. Good. I won't have to ask later.
It's in there for so many times.
You guys are super observant.
I think I just look at it and go, what?
I think the problem is that for me, the Discord window ends up behind like a bunch of windows during this, so I don't see it until way later.
And don't even process it then.
And then I'm just like, Brian typed something and I don't understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
It's a random code. We have no idea what it is. Oh, it's literally the number of the episode. Okay.
All right. All right, well, welcome to the Council Cast. This is episode 185, if you didn't know, being recorded on November 16th, 2021. The Council is now in session, and as with every week, we will make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Random shit.
With a little background and next to no expertise. All Council Cast decisions are final and have no bearing on anything whatsoever.
I was taking bets on who was gonna take the lead.
Yeah, I was looking at Logan, thought maybe he might.
Random shit.
There you go. You have one job.
Your latency is astronomical today.
That echo just echoed.
Are you joining us from the moon?
From the moon.
The moon.
What episode is this week?
If you'll check in the chat, guys, it's 185.
There you go. Well, you know, if you are joining us from the moon, maybe you can check out the alien intelligence that's out in space, or not.
Space.
Because apparently, a promising signal of alien intelligence turns out to just be a farce.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they thought it came from Alpha Centauri Prime or something.
Proxima Centauri system.
Oh, yeah.
And
alphanumeric system?
Yep, they apparently picked up a radio transmission that appeared to come from the nearest star system to the sun. Mm. And it turns out that they got pretty darn excited about it. That they found out that it actually was just produced by human technology.
It was bouncing
on Earth,
a moon from Saturn or something.
Yeah,
wasn't it from Earth or something? No.
Yeah, I think it was something from Earth. They were transmitting something out, and we were just getting the reflection of it back. And we're like, "Oh my God, there's aliens!"
You know what? The aliens probably put prior to watching us do this, and like, hey, what if we just like record that and send it back to them? And then we just watch them go nuts over it.
Oh, that would be good.
We're like, yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Why did it take them so long to figure out their own signal?
Well, the problem is that it takes 4.2 light years to get there. So I think they probably forgot that we sent the signal by the time they got the reflection.
Their decoder rings weren't turned to the right dials.
There you go. That was a long time ago. That guy doesn't even work here anymore.
Does anyone know what the hell that guy was doing? He died 2 years ago.
Oh. Too soon.
He died 2 years. What happened 2 years ago? Why would he have died 2 years ago?
Oh, way too soon, Logan.
So, you know, I guess it turns out that there really aren't aliens out there trying to get
well,
hold
not
of
yet.
Us. At least not that not we yet. Found.
Yeah, not that we found yet. But
they were trying to get a hold of us using our message. They're like, how do we communicate with them so that they'll understand? I know. We'll send them a message from themselves from the future.
From the future. From the past.
Dwight.
Perfect.
Today at exactly 8:30 a.m., someone poisons the coffee. I repeat, do not drink the coffee. More instructions will follow. Cordially, future Dwight.
Knocks the coffee out of Stanley's hand and goes, you'll thank me later.
I'm going to give this a thumbs down.
Yeah, thumbs down.
Thumbs up. Hey, no. You know what? I did this exact same thing like 3 or 4 years ago. I went out to eat with some friends at a Mexican restaurant. And while I was there, I partook in a little known Mexican tradition, margaritas. And while I was partaking in the margaritas, I saw a commercial that was so poorly crafted that I just had to participate in it. And it had a number to call at the end for like some kind of life insurance for people in a nursing home or something. I really don't know what it was for at this point, but I called them and they said, hello, what's your name? And
who's your daddy?
I said, hello, my name is Tyler Durden. And answered a bunch of their questions. But then I got bored with it very quickly because like, this isn't as funny as I thought it was going to be to call this number. They really just want to sell me crap.
Yeah, it's a margaritas talk.
And so I hung up. Like 3 weeks later, middle of the afternoon, I'm driving between Des Moines and Ankeny, and I get this call. I'm like, oh, who is this? And hello, this is Silas. They're like, hi, is Tyler Durden available? I was like, no. Tyler, this is not Tyler Durden. You have the wrong number. And they're like, are you sure? Because we only get numbers from people who call in. So do you know Tyler Durden? And I was like, I don't know Tyler Durden. Like, you're so full of it. It took me like a good half hour to register that I had called in as Tyler Durden to this company weeks before.
That is just like this other thing.
It's exactly like that. So, I don't blame them, and thumbs up for prank calling themselves, basically.
Thumbs up for Silas's description of that whole situation and thumbs down for the scientists that can't remember that they sent a call to outer space, and then when it bounced back, they have no idea who was calling.
No. Thumbs up to the scientists who forgot what they were working on. That is the true outline of what real research is about. You do so much work and you just tell everybody you're working so hard. You continue to get more grant money for no apparent reason and live your life without a single care in the world. And then later you're like, hey, cool. That thing actually kind of worked. Okay. Kudos to them, man.
Yeah, I say thumbs up to grant money too.
Well, maybe you can take some of that grant money and go actually visit the signal next time instead of trying to research it. By making rocket fuel on Mars.
Yeah, I'm still not sure that this is in the right category.
apparently, a bunch of people at NASA found out that they can produce propellant on Mars using microbes.
Yeah, E. coli.
Propellant on Mars.
E. coli microbes.
Can you tell us what is E. coli, Brian?
Poop.
Poop. So
is it toxic or non-toxic?
We're gonna say toxic because I know where we're headed with that one. It is not
depends
edible.
If you eat it.
I'm depends if you just eat it. Saying that this is interesting, but I just think it should be in random shit instead of science because it's dealing with random.
So apparently, some researchers at Georgia Tech's School of Chemical and Biomolecular Engineering apparently outlined a production strategy where they can take these cyanobacteria, and by giving them sunlight and carbon dioxide, it'll produce sugars that E. coli then can convert into a viable propellant. So all you gotta do is show up on Mars, bring one of these things along with you. I don't know, shit in a big can. Yeah. And then just feed it to the E. coli, and it'll give you rocket fuel.
Rocket fuel!
Rocket fuel!
Do you really think this is a real thing?
I think it's
just a joke.
It's a really good joke. I think it's a real thing that will never happen. How about that?
Yeah. Didn't the article say there was something about how much they would have to have?
Like, yeah, they do talk about this.
Send me up there.
It really wouldn't work too well. The fuel that it actually does produce is not super energy efficient. And so although it might work on Mars a couple times, I don't think it will be a really viable
option. Send me up there.
Well, that depends on how much Taco Bell they...
There you go.
You know, as soon as they land on Mars,
first we have to send a Taco Bell.
They'll build
Bell
this,
Mars.
And they will then build a Taco Bell right next door, and maybe a Chipotle. I don't know.
No, Chipotle will slow things down. Taco Bell.
Chipotle will slow things down.
I would have voted for this, but it's in the wrong category, so I'm going to have to say thumbs.
Thumbs up, though, because. I don't know. You know, stuff like that could actually, that can find practical applications for stuff here on Earth, which, you know, if we can figure out a way to turn the sewage plants into renewable fuel rather than just like trying to clean it out of the water, that could really help some things.
Yeah. Sewage plant.
I like that idea. I give it a thumbs up for using this on Earth and not on Mars.
There you go.
And maybe they could use it as
for confusing Brian on the category.
We could use it as a propellant for cars. That would be interesting.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if it would just make all of the cars smell like they're farting.
Well, if you had like rocket fuel so that, you know, when you want to really get ahead of people and change lanes or something,
you just
not only would you get ahead of them, but you would leave them with a, you know, they would know you were there.
You drive around, lean out the window, yelling, "Whoever smelt it, dealt it!"
It would all give a whole new meaning to eat my dust.
Yes. Ooh.
Ooh.
No.
That's not.
Or smell you later.
Smell you later.
I like that.
Oh, man. Smell you that's later. I'm just reveling in the number of poop jokes and fart jokes that we could be making in the near future. Oh, yeah. Man. Good stuff. Good times.
Fuel. Smell you later.
Maybe in the future you could post that on your new social media platform powered by Meta.
Well, what's Meta? I haven't heard of this before. What is Meta? Very inviting and welcoming.
Meta sounds like something I want to get involved with. What is it, Blaine?
You know, Meta is basically the new Facebook. You know, Facebook.
We've needed a new Facebook for a while. Actually, I hope that this new Facebook can be a cleaned up act.
Absolutely not. Facebook is actually just rebranding itself as Meta.
It's not even rebranding. It's just like they've just taken and slapped a new sticker on like. It's like they took that biofuel made from poop, and they just put a label that said real gasoline right on the front of it, and said, "This is not poop," is what they wrote, and they just like put a sticker on it, and like you were supposed to go, "Oh, hey everyone, this isn't poop." Oh wow, okay, good.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you know, so
about 70% of America.
This is pretty similar to what Google did a number of years ago when they created the company Alphabet. So. Facebook, which was literally the company Facebook and the brand for everything they owned, they did create kind of this new company called Meta, which is now kind of the parent company to Facebook. So as Facebook has kind of bought up all these things, it looks like, you know, like Oculus, WhatsApp, Instagram, instead of making Facebook Instagram, Facebook WhatsApp, they're now calling it, it'll now be under the Meta brand instead.
Mm.
But the big thing is they're trying to hide all the bad stuff.
No sense at all.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you know, Facebook has a pretty bad connotation about it, and we're going to change our name. We're going to slap a new label on ourselves, and nobody will ever know that we were bad.
I'm pretty frustrated about it, but not for the reason you would think. I'm frustrated that overnight they were able to update on all of their applications the name to be... a Meta product, blah, 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 whatever. That thing got updated consistently with no bugs, no issues, overnight. They can't get anything else that they push out to not have bugs or issues or problems. But they were able to get that title out there right away.
Well, yeah.
Thumbs down, I think, for like, that's just like them showing their hand. We could make this platform better, but we choose not to.
But didn't they steal somebody else's logo?
Yeah, they did.
And name too, didn't they?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that was how the company started.
Oh, wait, they did it twice? What? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Playing their favorite hits.
Oh, man. Who saw that one coming?
It never would have happened. Yeah. You know, the best part is, to your point, Zuckerberg announced it, and not only did they update all of their stuff overnight, but they didn't even know what to call it before that day. I imagine that Zuckerberg showed up and he's just like, here's the new name right now.
I believe it. He seems like that type of boss. Hey guys, I've been out in the Cayman Islands for months now, just like enjoying the sun. And I had this idea on the plane ride home.
We're going to rebrand.
What if we just call our
company Meta? Talk about not preparing for your homework assignment and then stepping getting in my front own of the head. Class and going, it's going to be Meta.
That's exactly what I thought happened. Yeah, I give it a big thumbs down. Anything Facebook related here. Come on. Yeah. Nobody knows what you're trying to do.
But no, you know what? I'm gonna go against the flow here. I'm gonna give the big old Zuck a big old thumbs up because you know what? Good for him. Way to pull out the oldies. Everybody loves a classic. really appreciate you, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thumbs up for Meta. And this is actually an ironic thumbs up for Meta.
I wish I could give it a Meta thumbs up, but I'm not.
Meta thumbs up.
Exactly. No, that was bad. Well, you know, maybe something that Meta might buy is 5D storage, which apparently can fit 500 terabytes onto a single CD-sized disc. It is 10,000 times more data dense than Blu-ray.
Oh, nice. So, we've talked about something like this before, haven't we?
So you could get all of the Fast and Furious movies on one DVD?
Yes, you could.
4K Blu-rays.
Actually, how many are there again? Maybe you'd have to have two DVDs.
Nah, I think it'll still fit on one.
The massive two DVD set.
apparently
Furious 47.
A bunch of researchers have created some using high speed lasers, a quote unquote 5D data storage technology that has to be written onto a glass disc. So don't drop it. It might break. Don't use it as a coaster. Like you do your old CDs.
I mean, couldn't they laminate that glass to some kind of a plastic face?
Well, this isn't marketable or something that we can actually sell to people, but we know how to do it now.
Yeah, there you go.
Great. Thanks.
Yes, you're right. We have seen 5D storage before. They did have a number of problems, such as slow writing speeds and you know, some other
confusing
you know,
names and other things.
Yeah. So they apparently solved all of this with this. So, I guess that's a good thing. Maybe you'll be able to buy CDs again and it'll be the next new storage technology.
People will be like, look, they brought back the disc.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's cool, though, that they can do five, because if they can do it in that medium of a disc, it's going to find its way. That style of information is going to find its way into
a flash drive type thing.
Yeah, some type of flash drive something. They'll be like, hey, what if we don't make it a spinning disc, but we just make it a piece of glass inside of a metal case? So
this is what I'm telling you, man. Everybody loves an oldie.
Everybody
loves the classics.
I'm just thinking about the 5 1/4 floppies that
I hope they bring it back into that.
200 megabytes on them, and they're just these giant floppy things. I don't know how many.
64
megabytes.
Well, you know, this actually might get people to convert off of tape systems like you're describing there, I would imagine. Because they are targeting long-term storage. They say that apparently this medium can withstand temperatures up to 1,000 degrees Celsius and can last for 13.8 billion years. at room temperature without degrading.
I'm sorry, that what did you say?
That's going to make people really excited for the environmental impact of these storage devices.
It's glass. And it's at 1,000 degrees, so just put it in an incinerator and it's done for. No, you said a billion?
13.8 billion years.
How do we know this?
Is
this
they been don't. Tested?
They tested it.
What's
carbon half-lives.
They put it through 13 billion years.
We've tested hundreds of these multiple times. You mean you've done this 13.8 billion year test?
Yep, it's yeah, from the future.
So it's from. They came back. They brought it back to us. They said, yeah, it's lasted this long. Wait, you have a time machine? Whatever. But look, we have this disc.
Oh, by the way, did you guys get that message we sent to Earth?
The one from the other planet?
Yeah, from the one from the other planet. Because that's where humans live now, in 13.8 billion years in the future.
We would have sent you a disc, but we knew you didn't know how to decode it.
I don't know, man. Good for them, I guess. Way to come up with another thing that's just going to pollute the planet to extinction.
Wait, who are we sending this back to?
Oh, I don't know. People have voted for Trump. Oh, yeah, we probably shouldn't do that. But let's wait. Send it a little farther. Like, wait, who's the next president of this? Biden. Oh, maybe another couple decades.
You know, I don't know if I'm more worried about them sending it back to this era, or that they don't know, that they can't remember which presidents came in which order. I feel like, you know, they should be able to either Google it. 13.8
billion years. 13.
Do you know who the now, president 13, was 13 billion years ago?
Doesn't matter. 13, they still have some form of Wikipedia.
Yeah, 13 billion
years. Right, but they're just chatting. What this was the is date? A casual.
No, nobody's crying. Any of you guys crying?
Yeah.
Is anyone crying? Does anyone hear a baby crying?
I laughed really hard.
Okay. 13 billion years ago. No, wait. Is it years ago or in the future?
Well, we're saying it came from the future. Oh. Doesn't really matter. Whenever they were able to test this. They tested it. They know it was 13 billion years. We have no idea how they could prove that. The end.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up as potential good long-term storage. People are just going to store more bits. Maybe get people off of tapes, which actually I'll give that a thumbs down, as people are now going to throw away all these old tape drives. Mm. That's probably a bigger environmental impact than developing these new discs.
If you just burn them, that won't be an environmental impact at all.
Here's the thing. I still think that we need to go back to my idea that I've pitched before. You can go back and check the notes, that Elon Musk figured out a way to shoot trash at the sun. It's not going to have, it's going to take, it would take so much trash for anything in the known universe to even to register on the scale of bothering things. If we shot trash at the sun, we could do it for hundreds of decades.
You're probably right. Actually, it might help the sun burn hotter. I don't know. And if we run out, guess what? There's another star somewhere.
But you see, you wouldn't shoot the trash. You wouldn't shoot the trash up there all at once. You'd shoot it up and fill up a barge full of trash.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
You know,
that's what they did on Futurama.
Like 50 years.
No, a space trash, barge.
And then the barge just goes for a final flight and gets incinerated.
What he needs to do is that space elevator that he was talking about for a while, and use the space elevator to just take trash up to the barge, and they're building the barge out of trash and then shipping the barge full of trash, made of trash, out to the sun. And, you know, I don't know. That seems like a good job builder.
If we could just resequence matter, I don't think this would be a problem. But if you want to work on a barge to the sun.
Ooh, do you think that they could 3D print it?
They'll melt down trash, 3D print a trash barge from melted down trash. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
That's environmentally conscious. Space.
Honestly, this is one of the most productive conversations we've had on these calls in a very long time.
It is. And I think we have enough materials. I just don't know how you get the 3D printer up.
No, they got to use a space elevator.
Oh, they print the pieces on Earth. Trash up there to make one. I'm sure somebody's thrown away a 3D printer. Just have somebody tinker on it.
Probably one that still works, even. Just don't let Russia blow it up.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, just hopefully, you know, nobody, like, sabotages the barge.
We really need to have that as a topic and discuss it thoroughly.
Well, maybe, but, you know, I don't think one way to get trash to space is going to be by flying it on ultralight gliders using wings make it of liquid water.
Yeah, this should have been in the science section. This is amazing.
So, liquid water?
Yeah, this is a guy who on YouTube apparently made a little 3D printed glider. And you'll notice that there is no material in the wings. And instead, what he did is he used soap and water. Basically, you know, as you if you're familiar with blowing bubbles, or playing in a bubble bath,
all the time.
He basically was able to get the bubbles to stick to the wings, and it actually worked, and it flies.
I think that's so cool.
I need to hold on. I wasn't paying attention to any of the other articles. Let me go look this one up because this sounds interesting.
It's just a little plane. You just dip it in the soapy water and throw it. It flies because it's got resistance from the soap and bubbles, soap and water.
Yeah, I think this is actually genius. I never even thought of ever trying to do this.
I wonder if it was like a kid was like, I wonder if you can make an airplane out of bubbles. And he was like, yeah, ha, ha, ha. Huh, huh, huh.
Wait a minute. Hmm.
Maybe you could.
And he, did he 3D print that out of trash?
Probably.
Yeah. Good. Soap, water, and trash. Oh.
I see what happened. Okay. That makes a lot more sense. That's amazing. Does it just crash as soon as the bubble bursts?
I am assuming the bubble bursts when it crashes.
There you go. Which comes first?
It's a very delicate balancing act.
Yeah, probably takes, doesn't fly for too long.
Probably not. Although, I mean, it's pretty still light. Maybe it does. I'm not sure. Just don't spit
some
on
bubbles
it.
Bubbles go a ways.
I don't think this will ever scale up to carrying humans, but...
I would hate a wing. If you just be sitting there looking at the wing the whole time going, oh, please, please stay. Please stay.
Please don't pop. Please don't pop.
Please don't pop. Please don't pop.
Hopefully it doesn't rain.
As you can see, we're going to be traveling through the wing configuration device, soap and water.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So wait, how's he tracking this? How's he getting the shot? It makes me think that he didn't actually get the shot, but he just figured out how to, like, he just put it in front of a green screen and has tricked all of us.
So they do talk a little bit later. There was apparently another channel on YouTube, Viral Video Lab, that admits that the video you watched may contain CGI effects. So it is entirely possible that this may or may not be true. So, but
lame.
I'm assuming the small one. There was a video of a really big one, and I bet that's the one that's not very real. I think this little one seems pretty realistic, though.
I mean, it almost looks like it could fly without the bubbles, so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that's pretty darn cool. I give them a thumbs up for trying it.
I mean, I can make this fly.
You just gotta throw it fast
enough. You can fly.
You know, we always joked in school, anything will fly as long as it's going fast enough.
Yeah, well,
it's true. It's technically not true.
Not wrong.
Not wrong.
Something that maybe won't fly as easily, though, is your new electric car with a built-in gaming PC. If you've ever wanted to game on the go, you now have a car that can do it.
And the Ooh. Controller is the steering wheel, so imagine the problems there.
The controller is a bucket of chicken.
The controller's the steering wheel.
How many how many different ways do we need to game? We have chicken. We have beer coolers. We have cars. We have, what were the other things? There are like five things we have as far as
phones.
You know, I just look this up. I'm not sure I fully understand this whole idea. Like, why? What's the fascination with putting just odd things in electric cars now? Like, hey, this is an electric car, and you know, nothing's gonna make my computer run better than draining the battery of my electric car to game on it. Oh right. Shit! I gamed for 2 hours, and now I can't drive home. Whoops.
Dad, can you send me some? Oh crap.
But yeah, I guess
literally nothing.
The company is called Indie EV, which apparently nobody has heard of until like a couple weeks ago, where they announced a prototype car called the Indie One that will apparently launch by the end of next year.
Well, back in 2018, Elon was talking about this in our episode McLovin in the Twitter Banhammer. Elon Musk said, "I want games on my Tesla."
And well, he meant Tetris.
This is one way to do that, I guess.
Yeah, he meant Tetris and chess and checkers and stuff like that. He didn't mean gaming.
Apparently, Indie EV shared that the computer is a quote-unquote supercomputer, which is really just a custom Windows PC with an i7 processor and a 2080 graphics card.
That's a supercomputer.
I wonder if they took my pitch, though, from episode 99.
They must
have. You remember that one? The Ebola rocket car cures the Sprint merger? My pitch was, I want a video game where you go to work. So I wonder if this is what they mean, where like the video game on board is just driving to work.
That must be it. This is like the only game you can play is GTA.
You know, that would be... Oh, sure, that for my Elon Musk pitch. I was just thinking about a video game that would be kind of cool, but go ahead.
Oh, here, the company reps apparently talked about other uses for the gaming PC. Which is like, you know, you could be filming your drive with the interior and exterior cameras, and then you could edit the footage on your car computer and then upload it using the 5G modem, apparently. So if you've ever wanted to do video editing in your car while you drive, this is the car for you.
I wonder if they wanted to play the other game that I pitched, which was a video game called Boobs on the Moon. It's a low polygon based video game.
Doesn't that specifically have the PlayStation movies? Because
that's not usually the type of stuff that I pitch. I think that Dave might have been involved.
I think that has the PlayStation boobies, right? Like that was the intent.
That was what you said PlayStation boobs. That's right. Here. Why don't we have the chicken on here? Because I'm just trying to find the one where we had
what, the KFC thing?
Yeah, Gammon Steak Snack and Watch. This week in Will It Run Doom? Yeah, that's a different video game. We talk about video games a lot on here.
Well, I wonder if this car could run Doom. I guess we won't find out. Until then, it's a thumbs down.
Yeah. It's a thumbs down. If it can't run Doom, why even bother?
Yeah, thumbs down. It can't run Doom. Why even bother? My original idea.
Doom's a pretty small game. I'm just saying. Jeez Louise.
Well, I think with that, we'll move on to our Elon Musk pitches for the week and see what we got today. Who has a pitch for Mr. Musk?
So I had a pitch, but I'm going to go with this one. I was thinking that when you said, Silas, about a video game where you're at work.
Yeah.
So if you had a game like that, then you could just send in pictures of all your coworkers and make it realistic.
A video game where you can upload pictures of your coworkers of you working.
Well...
And then you can upload your own pictures.
Whatever.
And then you can actually work. You can work with your coworkers in the game. So like you can be done doing work and come home and do work. Everyone's dream come true. Two thumbs up.
I was thinking about actually working. I was just thinking that. Never mind. Yours is a better idea.
Then you can be like, hey, let's resume this at home. on work.
You come home and you redo everything you did during the day, but at
home.
Yeah,
you don't even pick up. You don't even pick up where you left off. It's not like you can just like. It's not like Second Life or anything like that, where you're just like, hey guys, let's set up Second Life so we can just keep working when we get home. It's like go home and redo all the tasks you did for the day. I mean, it would help. It would help you remember better what you've been working on that day.
Is that a real issue?
I mean, a lot of people try to forget what they were working on. it's already done.
I mean, we're case in point, on. The scientist that sent that message out.
Oh, man.
Oh, genius.
I'm struggling between pitching. Yeah, two thumbs up for that. I love that idea. Work after work. I'm struggling between two ideas. One, I want him to make the world's most comfortable bed. And two, I want him to come up with like an alert system that can remind you of things you've done in the past. Set calendar reminders, but like an Elon Musk version of that, because I'm sure it'd be out of this world. That way, if you like send a message to other planets, you can remember what the message was. I don't know.
Oh yeah. That's good.
Or the bed.
I like the bed idea. Not gonna lie.
Let's do the bed idea.
You know, they could just let the Vatican know what's going on, because apparently if you leave a message with the Vatican, they will still deliver it. It doesn't matter how many centuries later.
I wish that in Back to the Future 2, that when he shows up, no, it was Back to the Future 3, wasn't it? I wish the beginning of Back to the Future 3 was someone from the Vatican delivering the message. Oh, that would have made me happy.
Western Union?
Yeah, instead of Western Union. That would have just been a little too global for their taste, for Zemeckis. But, you know, why not?
Yeah.
So world's most comfortable bed. That's I don't know if I need to elaborate on it.
Oh, that's just it. Okay. World's
I like the world's most comfortable bed. Yeah, that's a great idea.
All right. Sure. I give that a thumbs up. I wouldn't mind that. I'd take that. You know, I think my pitch for Mr. Musk is I just came up with this one, is a letter delivery service where you can pick the time of your message to be delivered. Past or future.
Ooh. I was like, oh, okay, all right. But then past.
That would really mess with the space-time continuum. I think that could be really dangerous, Blaine. But I like the idea.
I think he can figure it out so that it doesn't ruin the space-time continuum.
I believe it. If anyone can figure it out, Elon Musk can.
Make it not ruin the space-time continuum. Got it.
Okay, there you go. I appreciate that. Let's be... time conscious. Safety
first. That's our motto here. Safety first. Actually, it's safety second.
Actually, it is. We don't know anything.
It's safety second. If you can't have fun, what is it? If be safe, but if you can't be safe, at least have fun. Is that our motto? Yep.
And if you think you can eat it, go ahead and give it a shot.
Because it's non-toxic.
If it's non-toxic.
Really, non-toxic. Our motto is, if it's non-toxic, you can eat it.
It's edible.
Non-toxic equals edible.
Science, technology, random shit. And if it's non-toxic, you can eat it. I'm going to go update the website right now. Don't even worry about it.
Don't even worry about it.
All right. Logan, you got a pitch for us this week?
I have a pitch. However, I'm going to withhold.
He is withholding. All right.
I would like that to be noted in the record.
I am noting that, yes.
Great.
Okay.
Pitch withheld.
All right.
Elon seems to listen to Silas's pitches more than mine, so I am withholding until he decides to pick up some of my ideas.
That's only fair. All right, with that, we're going to call the council meeting adjourned. Thank you for listening, everybody. We do record this podcast live Tuesday nights on YouTube. And if you liked what you saw and want to check out all of our past episodes, you can go to councilcast.org with our new motto. What is our new motto?
If it's not toxic,
it's non-toxic, it's edible.
All right. If you want to check out our new motto, go to councilcast.org or find us on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher for the audio files. And if you would, you know, somehow want to have our decision on something that is super life changing and important to you, you can email us at idontcare@councilcast.org or connect with us on Twitter at @RealCouncilCast. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.